Wholesaling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's time to get all the info you need on the Vanderbilt Commodores. This is the Anchor Down Podcast with Vanderbilt reporter Max Hurd.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Max.
On Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN
102.5 The Game.
And the Game Nashville app.
It's time to anchor down and listen up to the Anchor Down Podcast here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. First episode of 2021. After a couple weeks away, we are back with our weekly Vanderbilt basketball player interviews on the show. As I said when we interviewed Jordan Wright 3 weeks ago, we were going to try and do one every week, alternating the men's team and the women's team. Well, the women's team has been off the court because of COVID, and the men's team has had a tough schedule around Christmas and some travel. So here we are, two games into SEC play, back on the weekly grind and hoping to stay there with the men's team again with sophomore forward Dylan DeSue from Pflugerville, Texas, which is right outside of Austin, 6'9" forward. He's played mostly the 4 and the 5 this year. We'll talk to him about the positions he's played this season. Talk to him about the Kentucky game. He scored 18 points. He was big for Vandy, fouled out late in the game. We'll talk to him about that close loss and what the team has talked about coming out of it, how much they improved coming out of a loss against Florida entering the Kentucky matchup, and why they're optimistic going forward. You can subscribe to the Anchor Down Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. Dylan DeSue is on the show. Dylan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You guys have had two practices since a close road loss at Kentucky. What's the team been like since then, and what have you guys focused on?
We're just focusing on continuing to get better every day, come in, compete with one another, and just focusing on details of the game, making sure that we're ready for our next game on Saturday.
You guys had 10 days just away from the court totally after your first game because of COVID in the program. Do you feel like you're finally back on a regular schedule, a regular rhythm as a group since then?
Yeah, the COVID stuff was kind of crazy, having to step away. We never really had anything like that before, where we had to just like completely like shut down and not practice or see like a basketball at all. But now it feels like we're kind of in a rhythm, and like now the SEC plays underway, we'll have basically a schedule we'll stick to for the remainder of the season.
Obviously, your group did not play the way you wanted to play against Florida. What enabled you guys to come back and play better in the second SEC game?
Yeah, Coach Sack talked to us a lot after that game and just said we had to come in and keep working, as well as while we're in the game, play harder, compete, and just leave it all on the floor. And I think that's what we did at Kentucky.
You guys kind of had a long break in between. It's a rare weekend with no game. How intense were the practices between Florida and Kentucky?
Yeah, we had some hard practices. We had New Year's Day off, I think. And then after that, we had a couple of hard practices where we really went at it with each other. A lot of live situation stuff, and really went to work. And I think it helped a lot.
What do you enjoy about those live situation drills?
I'm a competitor. I like to win. So anytime I get a chance to get a win, it's always fun.
Dylan DeSue, Vandy Basketball, is here on the Anchor Down Podcast. And Dylan, we kind of saw the opposite side of that when you fouled out against Kentucky. What's the emotion like when you find out that you've committed your fifth and have to come off the floor?
Yeah, it was tough. It felt like I kind of let my team down. I didn't want to have to leave the floor. It was only about a minute left, and I wanted to finish the game and try to get the win. So it was tough having to come out the game.
What did you think you personally did well on Wednesday night or Tuesday night?
I think I just played hard. Obviously, I did well. I think I rebounded the ball well, which was a very big point of emphasis for our team. We really need to rebound better, and we actually were plus 13 on the rebound. So I think rebounding and just like defense was something I did really well on Tuesday.
How have the coaches drilled home the challenge to you to be more physical?
I think as a team, they want us to be more physical. Like I said, because we need rebounding. It was a big somewhere we were lacking. We've lost a lot of the rebounding battles in the last couple of games. So I think just doing drills and drilling like rebounding and just like letting us know after practice how well we did on rebounding or how poorly we did on rebounding really helped us like understand like how important it was for us to rebound as a team.
Dylan Dessou, Vandy Basketball, is on the podcast. Dylan, Jerry Stackhouse said after the game against Kentucky that you missed the players' bus and rode up in his car with him. Is that true?
Yeah. From the hotel to the Rupp Arena, I missed it. It was embarrassing because I just got my times mixed up on when we were departing. So I had to catch a ride with Coach Stack to Rupp.
Okay, I initially thought he meant that he drove you up from Nashville, which would have been a much longer drive.
No, not from Nashville.
Anything in that drive from the hotel to Rupp, I know it's short, that he instills in you in kind of a rare one-on-one moment in a COVID season?
Nah, he just was like, make some shots tonight and we'll be all right, boy.
I love it. Great advice from Coach Stackhouse. And he also said after the game you had had a couple of days where you had taken off of practice or been limited in practice because of an injury. What's it like kind of playing with something like that, having the chance to come back from it and playing well off of it?
Yeah, my knee was really bothering me before the Florida game and a little bit before that and a little bit after that. So I took a couple of days off to get it right, worked with the training staff to make sure I was full go for Kentucky. And that week off, or that basically our bye week, really helped me out. And so I think we saw like kind of the product of it. I was able to play a full 33 minutes and be able to be effective on both ends of the floor. My knee just felt really good in that game.
Is this the heaviest minutes you've ever played at any level?
I wouldn't say it's the heaviest minutes. I played a lot in high school, but I think since coming to college, this is the most I've had to play on a consistent basis.
That's what you want, though, right? I mean, you want 30 minutes a night every game.
Of course, yeah. No, there's no complaints from me.
Dylan Dessou from Vanderbilt Basketball, sophomore forward, is our guest here on the Anchor Down podcast. Dylan, the last three games, you have started as the five in a small lineup. What's that like?
I think it's going well. I think coach is just trying to find good combinations that he can put on the floor to start the game, so we can get a quick start offensively as well as defensively. It's a challenge, but I think I'll be okay throughout the season.
What do you think the team is best at with that group?
I think we're able to run the floor very well. Whenever we have a small lineup, when I get a rebound, I can start the break, push it, and then hit it ahead to one of the guards. So I think we're able to get out and transition much more effectively.
What are you still working on improving personally when you're the big man?
Just doing my work early inside, whether it be offensively or defensively. It's important to do your work early to get your feet right when you're on offense so that you can get the ball entered into you so you can go ahead and make your move and go score. And then defensively, doing my work early, getting around the big, whether it be fronting or like three-quarter fronting him, so that he can't get inside post position to put me at a disadvantage.
Do you feel like you did those things well when asked to on Tuesday?
Yeah, I think so. I think we had some troubles on Sarr because he was getting a lot of fouls called for him, and he went to the line, I think, more than 20 times, or like he had more than 20 foul shots. When I was off him, he was getting to the line a little bit too much. So like whenever I was put on him, I think I did well not letting him catch the ball in too deep.
Dylan Dessou, Vandy sophomore forward, is our weekly player guest here on the Anchor Down podcast on 102.5 The Game. And Dylan, it was no secret you were working on your three ball this offseason. You're shooting 35% so far. I think you've shot it well from three. Do you agree? And what was that like during this offseason, kind of making that a priority?
In high school, I shot a lot of threes. I didn't have the freshman shooting. I didn't shoot well as a freshman as well as I wanted to. So I went into the off season. We had a very long break due to COVID, and I really went home and worked on my shot prep and making shots. And I think it's helped. 35% is pretty good, but I'd always love to shoot it better.
Did you change anything with your form on your jump shot?
No, I just worked on like getting my feet ready when I'm ready about to shoot the ball, getting lower, so that whenever I catch the ball, I don't have to do all that after.
It shows. And Coach Stackhouse said in one of the preseason press conferences that last year some of the guys were calling you Bambi because you weren't using your legs right. Have you shed the nickname now?
Yeah, I think they just called me that because I was kind of smaller than most SEC fours and fives, and so I've put on a couple pounds. I'm up to like 225 now, and so now I'm not being pushed around as much.
Are you focused kind of in terms of longer term college and next level goals? Are you focused on becoming a stretch four or maybe more of a true post?
I don't know. I think at the next level, I think stretch four would possibly be a good spot for me to be at because my ability to shoot the ball. So I think probably stretch four, but I haven't really given it that much thought.
Dylan D'Souza, our guest, Vandy Basketball. And when you were in high school, you committed September of your senior year. You were offered and you committed to Bryce Drew's staff, and you chose to honor your commitment and stay with Vanderbilt when Jerry Stackhouse took over. Why did you decide to stay Vandy?
My family and I came on an official visit, and he told us about the program he was going to run and how it would be hard, but I'd have to work for it. But if I did, I'd be able to play. And I liked everything that Coach Stack was talking about and the way he wanted to play. So I thought it was a good decision to come here anyways.
You and Scottie Pippen were in the same situation together as high school seniors, and here you are 2 years later playing for a coach that didn't offer either you, and you're the two best players on the team. Were you guys getting to know each other well at that point, and did you make that decision together at all?
We had texted each other a little bit and asked each other, like, what we were going to do, and we talked about, like, just waiting until we saw who the next coach was going to be, but outside of that, we really didn't. We kind of made our own decisions. We didn't really influence each other's decisions in any type of way.
What's impressed you about Scotty's game so far this season?
I think he gets to his spots really well this season. He's playing great. I think he's able to not only score whenever he wants to, but also facilitate the ball and get other guys shots and help the offense keep moving.
We saw against Kentucky how deep his layup package is and how deep his floater package is just when he's going against bigger guys on breaks and things like that. Do you just see him practicing every possible angle, every possible look to set up for something like that?
I think he works on that stuff a lot whenever we go live and you see it in practice whenever we're playing against each other. He does have a very deep bag when it comes to finishing at the rim. I think he's a great finisher and not one of the better finishers in the country.
You obviously know him so well as his teammate, his classmate, one of his close friends, and he doesn't really talk about himself a lot. But from your point of view, what makes him so good at kind of carrying the burden of being a big name?
I don't know. I think he's just like he's a good dude. Like he's not what most people would expect. He's just a good dude, raised right, and he just comes in and works just like anybody else. So I think that helps him.
Talking to Dylan D'Souza here, Vanderbilt Basketball. And Dylan, I want to ask you about one more teammate. That's Miles Studi, who started the last few games. He's been really good from three. What's allowed him to kind of become one of not only the regular rotation guys, but a guy playing 25, 30 minutes really quickly?
I think he's just bought into what Coach Stack is preaching in practice and just like really bought into what his role is on the team, shooting the ball really well, as well as playing hard defense. And playing hard just in general, getting extra loose balls, offensive rebounding, things like that. So I think that him really buying into his role and listening to Coach Stack has really helped him to move up in the rotation as well as like performing very well in games.
This is only your second time going through a college season, but because of COVID, the Vandy schedule just for class is different right now, and you guys have two more weeks with no class, correct me if I'm wrong on that, but two more weeks with no class coming up that you hadn't had in previous years. What can you guys do in the early portions of SEC to kind of take advantage of that extra time away from class and focusing just on hoops?
I think this extra time really helps us, not only like with our bodies, but also just locking into like who we're playing and like being able to put all of our focus into basketball and what we have coming ahead of us in our next couple of games. So I think that not having class is kind of a pretty good advantage for us.
Awesome. Dylan Dessous, Jerry Stackhouse is his personal chauffeur. You heard it here first. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much to Dylan Dessous from Vandy Hoops for joining the show. Great interview. Really enjoyed talking to Dylan. I had not met him or interviewed him before. Always enjoyed watching him play, and he's been great so far this season. He's been really, really good. He has had now 4 double-doubles this year, and he's had double figures in 6 out of 8 games. He's been impressive, and the bad thing about it is Vandy hasn't had that many guys score. They've really only had 4 or so scorers in every game, and Kentucky's one of those. Dessous scores 18, Pippen scores 18, Jordan Wright scores 18, Miles Studi scored 16, and other than that, not much else. Quinn Malora-Brown had 4. Other than that, literally nothing else in that game. They had those 4 and then 4 more points, and that was it. Although they almost had the game-tying 3 for Max Evans. That was the only shot he took all game. Came up right at the end. So we're going to keep talking Vandy basketball. The men's team plays Saturday at noon Central at home against Mississippi State, looking for their first conference win in SEC game number 3. That game's on the SEC Network. Dave Neal and John Sundvold will announce it. And then the women's team is hoping to play on Sunday. They have not played since before Christmas because of COVID, and they still haven't played a conference game. So they are scheduled to play on Sunday. That game is at 1 p.m., and it's against Alabama, and as of now, it seems like it is going to happen. So we're hopeful that is the case. If they are playing, we'll get back most likely with a women's interview next week for our weekly Vandy Hoops chats. Thank you to Eric Dolan from Vandy Sports Information for helping to set up all these basketball interviews, including today's with Dylan Dessous. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much for joining us. You've been anchoring down and listening up with me, Max Herbs. It's the Anchor Down Podcast here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.